Relational Investment Plan. To Titus, my true son in our common faith, grace and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Savior. Titus chapter 1, verse 4. Some people have systematic plans to invest money over long periods of time, so there is a compounding effect. Why not take the same approach by investing in relationships? Paul gave us a live example of how he intentionally took on Timothy, a protege worth a lifetime investment of time, energy, and money. He did for one what he wanted to do for many. Relational investments compound into eternity. Yes, loving people takes time, effort, and perseverance, but the dividends pay off handsomely. For example, we can regularly read a children's Bible to our little one and not see immediate character change. But hopefully over time, they will accept the scriptures as God's wisdom and love letter to them personally. The best fruit from family faith investments is when our son or daughter embraces faith in Jesus as their own. Who needs your intentional attention in this season of life? A coworker, a relative, a neighbor? Relational involvement is messy, so ask the Lord for His grace, patience, and forgiveness to fill your soul. Go the extra third and fourth mile to serve, even if someone takes advantage of your goodwill. It's better to take the risk to love than to withhold your affections from a hurting heart. If you receive a cold shoulder for your care, keep a warm heart. Love is the best relational investment. We love like Jesus when we share our lives with people. We can eat together, travel together, worship together, pray together, study the Bible together, work together, play together, laugh together, and cry together. Perhaps you need to invite someone to live in your home for a defined period of time. It can be set up so they agree to abide by the ground rules of mutual respect, church attendance, and doing chores, and then understand they need an exit strategy after 6 months. A point to ponder. Our homes can be incubators for relational development. An open home opens hearts to Jesus. A solid relational investment plan requires a focus on faith. Equip another teachable soul in the tenets of trusting God. Pray with them, discuss the Bible with them, share your struggles with them, and talk of the Lord's faithfulness in your life. Or you may facilitate a book club with a few friends, join a small group from your church, or invest in a mission trip. Have a mutual fund of diverse friendships, and you will never go broke relationally. Be grateful and give more than you receive in all relationships. Your relational investments will grow into true riches. We cared for you. Because we loved you so much, we were delighted to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our lives as well. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 8. Heavenly Father, show me whom I need to invest my life in, with love and service, for your sake. Takeaway: Relational leaders invest their lives in others' lives. Relational adult children invest time, money, and emotional energy in their parents. For many years, my father and I did not exactly see eye to eye, yet we valued our relationship over our differences. As adults, we spent intentional time together and focused on getting to know one another better. What motivated